your coughs and sneezes. Cause coughs and sneezes spread diseases, common colds, and common diseases. That was humorous.
I know.
Coughs and sneezes.
This reminder from your Tuberculosis Association.
As we left Gertrude last week, she had just run into serious trouble, fell on her motorcycle. Our story is never too young. The question now is Gertie too old? Good the last drop. I'm sorry, you're
Well, that's a shame. You didn't get that one. All right. Clinton, I'd like you to see if you can identify this. For those who care to send the very best. Sorry. That was Hallmark cards, of course. And then, Paul, see if you can identify this one. Gets out stains even bleach can't reach. No, just not fast enough. I don't know what's wrong with this crew tonight. Just aren't fast enough. That was Ajax plunger, of course. So I'm sorry that none of you have won anything tonight, but as a consolation and as your consequence, you have to chew on a piece of bubble gum sometime in the near future. We thank you very much for playing. Chew the consequence of this evening. Thank you, and now we continue as we have a message. Let's see. No, we don't have a message at all. We've had a message, haven't we? Yes. All right, it's time now for the latest news.
A great crime has been committed by Galen Weeby and Steve Buckner. The new rule being enforced at Lodi Union High School of no holding hands has recently been broken by these two infamous lovers. The mystery of a typewriter has just been solved by Pam Weaver. She recently found out by letting the carriage go all the way to the right margin that she could lock the keyboard. Tonight, the inventor has been at work and has finally let out his great secret. Victor Seahawk has found a useful way to use typing paper besides for typing. If you hold the typing paper a certain way, it makes an excellent cup, especially if you sit next to the drinking fountain and typing. Your father's been wondering what this jar of water has been doing here. It is not water, but tears. It has been collected from people who are sorry to see the one going off to college. Recently, Shirley Moore made the announcement that she was going to be married. She had never met the fellow before, but once she saw the picture of him, she was convinced that he was just the guy for her. We passed the picture around there. And that's our news we have for this evening.
Thank you very much. Now that you're well informed, you know what the situation is. This evening, someone in our audience, we will be able to reveal many facts about their life. Perhaps they've forgotten. Go back to some pictures and some times, perhaps, that are so far back that they've forgotten they happened or didn't even know about certain of these pictures. And also reunite them with a loved one whom they've never seen before. This is your life, and tonight, Lyndon Brudell, this is your life. Well, Lyndon, in our researching, we found several interesting facts about you. First of all, of course, that you were born July 14th, 1948, to be exact, in Beulah, North Dakota, I believe, and it happened to be in a Catholic hospital. There were several nuns in attendance at the time. You came into the world at about 7 pounds, 9 ounces. And you've grown just a little bit since then, I see. Well, we go back for our first photograph to picture here, and we'll pass it around I think that's your puppy. No, that's you, as a matter of fact. that's you at a very early age, eating the grass and in general inspecting things, so we'll pass this around to the cat. We move rapidly on to a little later time in your life. Leland, as we see that you've, at a very early age, developed an interest in feminine companionship, and here is Leland talking over the situation. It looks like in the front yard with one of his feminine companions there. And then, however, you're a patriotic. Needs came to the fore immediately, and at a very early age, you enlisted in the Navy, and here's a picture of you in your uniform, Leland, as you were just inducted into the Navy. You were very proudly standing there with your lack of stretch in your arms at all. That day, I believe. However, soon after that, your military obligation was complete, and you returned to your very soft life around the swimming pool, your home there, just taking it easy, out in the sun every day, and swimming and having a good time, a very soft life indeed. Shortly after this, however, as all wealthy scions will, they tire of their rich life, and you became interested in musical talent. At a very early age, your musical ability came forward, and here you are with your Lena Grodel's Hot Lick 3, I believe this was. Lena on lead guitar and saxophone and accordion accompaniment here. The very first to come over, and he's still known for his musical prowess today. And then here's another photograph of him as he hasn't made now in the entertainment world. And he's sitting out on the front lawn with a couple of his friends and just enjoying the sunshine and all of the acclaim of his many people in the world that know him as the true musical leader that he is. And Leland Brodel, this has been your life, and we've certainly know that you've appreciated the revelations you brought forth so far. However, there's a person whom you've never met, and I believe, communicated by letter, and lived in a foreign country, and we've gone to practically no expense to bring this person here this evening. As a matter of fact, she rode her own kayak all the way over from Norway. It's your cousin Stoby from Norway, right here. Isn't that touching? Look at that. I know you're overwhelmed, Leland, but words cannot express your feeling at this moment. So we've arranged afterwards to have you meet with your cousin here and talk over how things are in Norway. And we know you've wanted to meet and talk it over for quite a while. So we've arranged after the program this evening for you to go to one of the better restaurants in the area and have a complete reunion. Now, I know you're overwhelmed. Thank you very much. Go back out. This is your life, Leland Brodel. That brings a tear to your eye. All right, and now we pause for this commercial announcement.
Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut pot.
And they are mild, 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 mild.
Thank you very much. And now we continue with the panel portion of our program this evening. And we have, again, our famous French announcer, Alain Parton, to conduct, you don't say, a panel program. Alain, would you come forward?
Tonight we're going to play You Don't Say, and I have chosen a couple of people to be on our panel. And Lemoyne and Gayling, will you come forward? Gayling's not here?
That's okay. Give her a clue and try and let her guess the names on the paper. You make a sentence like, I can't think of anything right now.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes. No, they're not saying anything. What's in the name?
Okay. Otto is a...
Pie. You just try and think of somebody you know that word. Has that, the name.
Me? Carol.
Okay. 1 point for this team. Our next word goes to... Donata. And this is the one.
Am I supposed to start? Someone that grinds wheat is a...
Someone?
Yeah.
Someone?
No. A horse. Oh. A horse. A boy horse? I think it's a boar horse. What do you call a boar horse?
Pam Weaver. Woodchopper is usually chopped down trees in a
forest. Paul Forest.
I'm sure the portion of the program that you've all been waiting for, and if you've just been sitting on the edges of your chair, we have a guest star appearance this evening, and our star this evening is none other than that star of stage, screen, and CA socials, internationally known, Zsa Zsa Brodel.